Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Hello again.
And as everybody knows, today's a very important day. It's another episode of the Christina Liu Show. Yeah, you thought I was going with the inauguration, didn't you?
Yes.
But everybody is, and this, it's going to be a conflict, national conflict. Who's listening to Christina and who's listening to the president get sworn in today? Nevertheless, this is, you know, just a brief commentary and everybody has their own opinions on things. The president gets sworn in at 12 o'clock. And last week was the People's Choice, mm-hmm. or the Golden Globes.
The People's Choice Awards.
The People's
and,
Choice
yes,
Awards.
I believe the actors, I think Golden Globes actually was last week, too.
Okay. And Meryl Streep talked at it. And, you know, it's freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Everybody in this country has the right to do what they want to do. And you know, I disagree only because I don't think it was a venue appropriate for it. And I think, you know, if this is the president, this is the president. But the more important thing of that speech the other night, that was the 74th Global Award Program.
Mm.
74th. Mm. I mean, who would have known that it's 74 years, something like that?
74 years, the Golden Globes.
And is there anything else significant, you think, David, with 74?
Well, no, she hasn't reached her 74th
birthday. She hasn't reached the 74th birthday, but it's 74 days till her next birthday.
74 days. Okay. It's really
it's coming
rapidly.
Fast. It's really
steam ahead. And I guess, you know, I guess Meryl knew that. So there we go. We were
probably. Because she sent me a text over the weekend. And she said, John, I did that
so
intentionally to have something to
PI
talk about.
Hey,
Oprah told me to do it.
I tell you about birthdays. Joan received a birthday card from the West Coast Contingent. It's a square card, white stock, black letter. It says, birthdays. They're good to have. Statistics show that people who have more of them live longer.
That's cute.
I love that one. Joan sent me that. I actually cut out. Yes, I enjoy that one. But so 74 days. So
74.
Rapidly approaching time. But, you know, enough about my birthday. Let's talk about the wonderful.
Enough about Christina. Let's talk about the town.
Let's talk about North Hempstead. We really want to remind people that there's two more sessions left for these visioning meetings that Supervisor Bosworth has been providing, and it's about the visioning of North Hempstead Beach Park.
It was huge.
Yeah. So there's two more left. So we really, I think there's a total of four or something that we're working on the town. But it's a wonderful opportunity to hear from the actual architects about things that they're planning on doing and what you want as a resident from North Hempstead Beach Park as well, which I think it's great that they're giving you the opportunity to be involved in this process.
There were several hundred people I heard the other night, and it wasn't like one of those nasty things. People were...
This is a positive thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, we're fortunate enough, you know, to be in North Hempstead, you have a say in kind of what goes on, which is great. So that's Tuesday, January 24th, and that's at Clinton G. Martin Park at 7 p.m., and then Wednesday, January 25th, at Yes We Can at 7 p.m. So you can call 311 for more information on that. But we definitely wanted to remind people of that. And before we know it, Valentine's Day is going to be here. Hopefully a 50-degree Valentine's Day. You know, fingers crossed on that one. But there's going to be, the town is holding its 8th annual Valentine's Day Marriage Vow Renewal Ceremony, which is, I just think is really a wonderful thing. And it's for couples that have been together for many, many years. It's a renewal. It's at Harbor Links Golf Course, and that's going to be on Valentine's Day at 11 a.m. There'll be lunch, a champagne toast, so call 311 for more information on that. David and Joan, what was it last year you guys did it? Or?
The year before also. Yeah, last year. Let's see, last year, no. Last year we celebrated our 60th wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And this year will be 61 because I'm.
Wow.
Yeah. 9/11 is when we're married.
Oh, really? Okay. 11.
Well, a nice positive way to look at 9/11.
Yes,
that
yes. Instead of lighting a candle, you light a building.
Right.
Oh, God.
I don't want to go there. Come on, Christina, talk.
Well, back to Valentine's Day. So if you've been married for a very long time, call 311 and they'll give you all the information on this great event. Also coming up is the popular event, the Town Animal Shelter offers free micro trips for dogs and cats. And it's going to be on Saturday, February 11th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the animal shelter in Port Washington. You know, we talk about this a lot because it's really, I think it's usually about $50 if you're doing it not on this day, but it's totally free. You bring your pet in, they get this, it's about the size of a grain of rice under their skin, and it's, if God forbid anything ever happened, you know, it really increases the odds of being able to find
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while,
such a huge thing.
You read in the paper, a dog has been missing for 2 weeks,
yep.
and all of a sudden he's back.
Yeah. You know, and this, and it's, you know, like the fact that it is this tiny little thing and it's unable to be tampered with, is definitely something, important if you have one.
Yeah, no,
pets.
I agree with you 100%.
So 12311 to reserve your spot for that because, they need registrations for that. The town receiver of taxes, it's going to be, which, you know, unfortunately, this isn't a super fun topic, but it's an important one. They mail out, they really want to remind that they mail out one general tax bill. So, you know, even though you have a first half and a second half, there's just one bill you'll actually receive in the mail. So it's important for you as the a resident in the town to know, you know, what to do. So the first half of the 2017 general tax payments must be postmarked on or before February 10th. That's for the first half. And the second half, it must be before August 10th, on or before August 10th. So just keep those two dates in mind. If you call 311, obviously they could give you information about drop-off also, if that's what you prefer. But just remind yourself that you're only getting one general tax bill. They're not going to be sending you reminder cards on this. So that's definitely – we don't want anyone getting penalized for any of that. I also think this is a great thing North Hempstead's doing, and hopefully the radio show can do a little bit of a collaboration with this. The town received a civil rights grant to film through the TV station these oral histories of different civil rights era people in North Hempstead. So they'll do these interviews with them and I guess eventually air them on the on the town station.
Wow, okay.
But it's really great because they'll be archived and they want to, you know, so we're really trying to get the word out there because they got $50,000 to film and record these oral histories, which is great. So I think that should be an exciting thing. You know, we were talking and I said that's one of my favorite segments on this show is when we're able to interview veterans for the Veteran Oral History Program over here at LIU Post because I think capturing those stories are definitely super important. And there's a lot of people in North Hempstead who have been involved in all kinds of wonderful, you know, changing things. So please, if you know someone or if you are someone, call 311 so we could get you in touch with this program.
And you don't realize how fast history goes. And you know, hearing it from somebody is so much nicer because it's the same thing. World War II vets, there's so few of them left. That, okay, and David's one, that you hear the stories, and I've gone to some of these fundraisers where they'll have the screen up, and it's like, oh, my God, I never knew. Oh, my God, I never knew. And you can't talk to the person anymore. And the same thing with the civil rights movement. Sometimes you see some of these movies, it makes you sick when you really think about what happened. I mean, this stuff is still going around the world, but, you know, friends of mine who I'm friendly with who in the 60s and 70s that they lived in Alabama couldn't be a friend of mine.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, we couldn't.
It's insane.
If anybody saw them coming into my house,
it was,
you were blackballed or blacklisted or whatever it was. I mean, it's just, what a way to live.
Yeah.
And take it from little kids. A five-year-old doesn't understand that. And it's, you know. So
no, and that's why I always think it's important to, you know, because even with the veterans, you know, so we had the, you know, we're still continuing to do it. You know, of course, any veterans out there, veteran, and no matter you're in combat, not in combat, what, you know, what time period you served, you know, we are more than happy to obviously interview you on this program. And it's actually nice because, you know, everyone gets a disc. You know, David, we interviewed David in the beginning. And it's just a nice thing even just to have it within your family.
Right,
you know,
to pass it on.
A lot of people, you know, and some vets, you know, their kids would come with them. They said, we didn't even know half of these things, you know? So it's like all these things would come out on the radio. And
I have a client who I'm trying to talk into coming on the show for you. She's Japanese. Her family was in the camps in California.
Oh, my God.
And they were broken up.
Oh,
and then
God.
She had three. She went through, I think it's six different high schools or grammar school. What? I had no idea. One day, Peter and I were sitting down going over, like, doing the state stuff with her, and she got into the conversation. And it's amazing. It was like, you're dumbstruck listening that her father was this and her mother was that. And they put walls up and they had sheets between people. And it's like, and this was in this country.
I know.
That's right.
And I didn't, I knew it existed. I didn't realize it was not a concentration camp, but it was a camp.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing fancy about it whatsoever. And so I would say, would you come on the show and talk? I've never heard any, you know, she lives in Bayside. It's like, maybe, maybe. I said, Peter will drive you out. Anyway, hopefully it happens
absolutely.
One day.
Absolutely. No,
those stories on her death, it's gone.
Yeah. It, and it's just, and it blows you away because, you know, like you said, here it is, just like a person you don't even know what, what like they've experienced. And I think being able to actually showcase that is just, is an amazing, amazing thing. So anyone out there, and listen, if you just have a story to tell and you're interested in coming on, come on the show.
Right, right.
You know, we won't turn your way. So definitely call 301 and ask to be in contact with the radio show. We'd like to do that. The Polar Plunge, John, is coming back in March 4th for all those brave souls that are willing to do this for a good cause. It's, you know, it's been going on now for 13 years.
Have you ever done it?
Special Olympics. I have not, but they do have, I believe it was called like the Chicken Coop or something, where you can sit and cheer on people if you're not willing to be the plunger as well.
I think whoever's actively on the radio program in March
should
do it. And I think Dan, Janine, and Sam should join in.
John is calling out at the LIU Post WCWP. But it's a wonderful cause. And I think it's, you know, people have a great time. So just call 311. You could also go to the town website as well if you're interested in being part of this. So that is March 4th at North Hempstead Beach Park.
We'll check your thermometer.
Yeah, right. Listen, well, this happens, might be.
It happens on that day no matter what the temperature, right?
March, yes.
Yeah,
no, man,
that's not one of those.
So listen, the way we're
the
going.
It's frozen.
Right.
It's a different story.
Who knows? It could be 70 degrees in March. I mean, like, I'm going to be very optimistic about this. Also, which actually ties into our previous guest, January is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. I had no idea, but it's definitely something extremely important because, you know, you always hear these horror stories about carbon monoxide and it being this invisible killer. And you know, a lot of the symptoms, you know, may seem like flu-like kind of symptoms as well. And you have no idea what's really occurring.
Yeah, that's it. It's,
you know, and that's what's very scary. So it's so important to really pay attention to these things. And in order to protect residents from these dangerous levels, in 2014, Supervisor Bosworth and the town board approved the required use of digital carbon monoxide detectors in places that have between 0 to 50 people in attendance and public assembly 50 or more as well. So it's just definitely, and it's just so important just to monitor your own stuff at home. You know, check the batteries. And, you know, if you're unable to change the batteries, you can call 311, like we said earlier, and the Help at Home program can come and change your batteries if it's too high up as well. And I think that's a great tip because I actually went to a training with Megan, who was on earlier, and I'll never forget when she said, listen, everyone changes their clocks. So when you change your clocks, change the batteries. You know, so it just becomes part of this, you know, way of thinking because, you know, everyone gets, oh, I forgot when I changed it. And, you know, you just, it's there and no one's paying attention to it. And it's just, it's really important. And to have this, you know, there because, God forbid, you know, you don't want to
because you can't smell it.
Right,
it's not
terrifying.
Like cooking gas.
Exactly.
On average, it's over 500 people die a year of it. And this is something simple. I mean, you know, like 500 is not a big number in this country.
Yeah.
350 million people. But that's 500 people who died.
Yeah, and
it didn't have to.
And you know, it's horrible, too. A lot of times, it's like these family situations, too. So it's just a horrendous thing.
Yeah.
You know, you see it on the news, and it's just, it's so upsetting. So please just be proactive. In January, January is Awareness Month, so everyone, if you're home, check your batteries. Make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector,
number one,
and get that situated. So,
perfect. You know what we're going to do, Sam? We're just going to go into a break a little bit earlier so that we don't interrupt Christina. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.